You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is defending comments he made after the deadly church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina last week.
I think when it comes to violent criminals, we should come down on them like a ton of bricks. But I also think we should protect the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens.
The Texas senator tells PBS Travis Smiley show that he's been fighting for the constitutional rights of every American for a long time. During a visit to Iowa, Cruz defined gun control as, quote, hitting what you aim at, while talking about Second Amendment rights. Hundreds of thousands of people across the Northeast are starting the day without electricity. Power was down overnight from Philadelphia to Connecticut after severe thunderstorms swept through the region. Storms have forced more than 1,000 flight cancellations and 4,000 delays since yesterday. South Carolina honors State Senator and Pastor Clementa Pinckney today as his casket lies in state at the Capitol Rotunda. The 41-year-old Pinckney was holding a Bible study session at the historic Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston when he and eight others were shot to death last week. This is USA Headline News.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Some Ford owners are getting the chance to pick up some extra cash by renting out their vehicles. Ford Motor Credit announced today will test a program that links up customers who want to share their vehicles with pre-screened renters.
They can decide how often they want to rent it out, by the hour, by the day, and they can set their own price. Then renters can register for the program, and they can identify vehicles that are in the vicinity.
Ford Credit spokesman Dave McClellan says there's research that shows people would rather make money by having their car in use instead of it sitting in a high-priced parking lot. Ford Credit will begin testing the program in six U.S. cities. They include San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, as well as Chicago, Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. Ford Credit says it will pair up with the ride-sharing platform GetAround and will extend the offer to 14,000 customers. Ford Credit Vice President of Marketing Dave McClellan says there's a big benefit to car sharing.
The income that the owner receives from renting out the vehicle can then be used to offset against the costs of the vehicle ownership.
This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Violence penetrates every segment of life. Our schools, our malls, theaters, our homes, and, proven as of late, even our houses of worship. I recently had the chance to sit down with Jimmy Meeks, a minister for 40 years and a seasoned police officer in Hearst, Texas for 34 years. Jimmy Meeks has been conducting sheepdog seminars in churches around the country.
Well, Ron, I've been doing these safety seminars since May of 2009. I've probably conducted about 110 to 120. What we're trying to get churches to do is to wake up to the reality of the day in which we live, and there's a reason for that. They need to be prepared for acts of violence.
The numbers, as Jimmy Meeks describes, are staggering.
We've had over 560 people, give or take a few, who've died a violent death on church or faith-based property in the United States since 1999. The year of Columbine, which was also the year of Wedgwood Baptist shooting, where 14 were shot and 7 killed.
For anyone who would like to find out more information, there are resources online.
Sheepdogseminars.com. We also work with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman and Carl Chin, and we're all over the country this year and next year.
We all owe a debt of gratitude to officers like Jimmy Meeks all over the country who are putting their lives on the line every day, defending freedom, upholding the law, and serving our country as they've chosen to do. Again, more information on the Sheepdog Seminars at sheepdogseminars.com. For more special interest stories, news, and headlines, join us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Currently, it is 79 degrees. We are expected a high of 84 with sun all day. Isn't that lovely? Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 58. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., otherwise a high near 84, and winds calm coming from the west. The chance of precipitation in the later afternoon is about 50%. And Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, most likely after 8. Friday, a chance of showers, mainly before noon, and then mostly cloudy with a high near 81. On Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. And on Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. So I will put it out there for those of you who are praying people. Let's pray actually that this storm moves along, that we have a nice weekend. I know there's a lot of graduation parties going on, so let's hope we get sun. It is currently 12:10 here in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And some of you who might be following me on Facebook may know that my topic today is forgiveness. It's something I have talked about before and will talk about again. I know sometimes I cycle through my topics. However, they're all important and necessary. And forgiveness, why did I pick forgiveness? Well, you know, I don't think there's many of us that are unaware of this terrible shooting that happened down in South Carolina. And the Mother Emmanuel Church, where this took place, has done a lot in terms of demonstrating forgiveness. And it is something that they are continuing to do. That the town or the city of Charlotte has not devolved into violent demonstrations. That there was a peaceful march of thousands to demonstrate what forgiveness looks like. And so, sort of piggybacking on this tragic situation that happened, to look at what forgiveness can do and how important forgiveness is, and not just as a religious tenet, which many religions do have, but as something that we as human beings can offer up to our fellow human beings. And most importantly, what we can offer up to ourselves. So, forgiveness is really interesting. I mean, we talk about forgive and forget, and we want people to forget some of the wrongs that we have done, or we want to forget the wrongs that we've done, and the opposite of forgiveness is resentment. And resentment is something that we hold on to. It is an anger that just festers, and it's a sore point, and it's ugly, and it's angry, and it prevents us from reaching out. It prevents us from connecting with other people. Resentment keeps us isolated. It prevents us from building trust in other people. It gives us a false sense of power. Now, what do I mean by that? If I'm angry and resentful, you know, if you can think of standing there with your fists held up in front of you, well, I'm resentful and I'm not going to let you get near me. And so I'm feeling powerful because of the resentment that I am carrying around that is I'm encased in it. It's like walking around with a barrel around me so that no one can get in and I can't actually get out. And there may be that I have specific resentments towards specific people or specific situations. Learning how to let go of that is really important. So psychologically, there are many benefits to forgiveness. So it's not just a religious thing, it's a psychological thing. Believe it or not, it's something that's important in social science and medicine. It's important in justice and equality. It's very powerful. Forgiveness is very, very powerful. So anyway, I actually have to already take a commercial break, and I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Oh, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and my topic is on forgiveness. Based on what had happened in Charlotte, South Carolina, and how people move towards forgiveness rather than anger and resentment. Studies actually show that people who forgive are actually happier and healthier than people who hold on to resentment. I mean, think about it. I have a resentment, I'm holding on to it, and it's ugly, angry, red, festering, mean intentional, what's the word I'm looking for? Wanting to get back at, vindictive, squeezes out. It squeezes out your ability to be happy. And the reality is it does cause physical, not just emotional, but physical side effects. There's a greater chance to have high blood pressure, cardiovascular issues. It affects the nervous system. I mean, you think about, you know, when I think about anger, I think about tense, hands clenched, okay, tense. Cancer, holding on to resentment, it's building. It's amazing. Stress. The stress of resentment. And yet, we carry it around all the time. And oftentimes, and I know I've talked about this, oftentimes our resentments that we carry around, they're based in sometimes illogical belief systems. We think that people should. I think my boss should. I think I think my president should. I think my mayor should. I think my husband should. So when we have that, those expectations that are not being met, and not being met over and over and over, we build up a resentment, and we carry it around. It is a long, festering, unresolved anger. Anger? I can be angry with something, be angry, momentarily let it go. I'm holding on to a grudge. Oh, I come from a long family of grudge holders. I did a workshop on anger and resentment a number of years ago. And I had everybody go outside, and I had bricks, different size bricks, regular bricks, paper bricks, cinder block bricks. And each one had a letter on it, and there were enough people in this group that we could actually spell the word resentment. And nobody knew that at the time, and they were all mixed up with the letters on it. And I said, all right, I want you to just pick one up. Pick one up, and we're going to walk. And see how heavy it's getting. And you're carrying it. And we had them just walk down the driveway and back. And I said, while you're carrying this, I said, I want you to try and hug someone. Oh, that was, we all knew that was impossible. They, you know, get a little cheek to cheek and elbow to elbow, but nobody could really hug anyone. And I said, now notice that there's letters. And I said, line up and let's see, what does it spell? And they realized it spelled resentment. And I said, this is exactly what resentment is like. You're carrying around this heavy thing, and it prevents you from allowing other people into your life. It's pretty moving little demonstration, I have to say, of what resentment is like. And some of us have old resentments. My father did this. My mother did that. My brother did this. My sister did that. My teacher did this. And here we are, adults, still carrying that. And blaming them. Huge key. Blame. It's their fault that I didn't this. And it's their fault I didn't get to that. And if only they had. I never had another relationship in my life because she broke my heart. Well, that's self-pity. I became a loser, and I'm using that word, because my father was an alcoholic. That's blaming someone else for the choices that you make. Now, I will tell you, I do know and understand that when we grow up in dysfunction, we get messages, and there it goes back to sort of that cognitive thing, the shoulds, we get messages that sometimes we don't even recognize they're playing a role in our life. And that's, I'm going to say, a huge part of what therapy is about. Come in and say, oh, you know, my father, he was really hard on me. He wanted me to be perfect and get A's and be the best in this and best in that. And I failed him, and I'm a failure. And, you know, I just can't be perfect. And I should do better. And I don't know how this is, you know, I'm not seeing how this is affecting my life in the long run. And so it's really important to look at the resentments that you're holding on to, the blame that you're putting on other people, your inability to take personal responsibility. Learning how to let go. Forgive and forget. Oh gosh, it just sounds so much easier just to say it. But when I've been nursing this wound, when I've been nursing this anger and this resentment, and it feels part of me and it's protected me, I don't really know how to put it down. I don't know how to let it go. I'm not even sure what the other side of that might look like. And what I might do is I might keep fighting. So, you know, we have all these other situations across our country where we are just not letting go of resentment and we're having riots. And people are dying and we're creating fires and destruction because we're holding on to resentments. Because you make me. You made me do this. You make me feel. And when I blame others for how they make me feel, and I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling resentful. So taking responsibility is a huge step, and that's really, really hard to do, to look at my belief systems. What is it that I believe? I think, I have clients do this little, another little homework assignment. People who have very dysfunctional moms. You know, not everybody had a good, healthy mom. Some of us have had dysfunctional moms. And so we're always angry because, you know, my mom should this and my mom should have that and my mom should have known. And I say, you know what, you can't make your mom be somebody that she's not. She is who she is. And she's not a perfect human being. She has her own issues. So I say to them, let's make a list. I want you to go home and I want you to write a list of your ideal mom. Ideal. What is for you the perfect mom? What does that look like? And then bring that in. So they do bring it in. And I say, okay, so where does your mom match on this? And they go, well, she doesn't. Well, you know, here's the thing. It really helps demonstrate the difference. Really helps demonstrate the difference. Because the thing I say to them is, you want your mom to change? You're going to remain angry for the rest of your life because your mom is who she is? And what I mean by that, and I use this example, you want your dog to act like your cat, or your cat to act like your dog, and so you're holding resentment against the cat because cat's not acting like the dog. You're expecting someone to be someone that they're not. And so we go down this path that, well, that's not fair. Well, no, life isn't fair. And again, it kind of goes back to, and I've talked about some of these cognitive, I think just last week, talked about these cognitive belief systems. You can see how powerful they are. No, it's not fair. It would be lovely if we all had healthy adults as parents, but we don't. We have human beings with parents, with all of their brokenness and their idiosyncrasies and their faults and their psychological issues and their medical issues. It's life. So I have a choice. I can hold on to the resentment and blame them for the failure that I have made of my life, or I can say, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to move on. Those belief systems play such a huge role. Because it's important that everyone like me, love me, and approve of me, I'm willing to do anything, which includes carrying the resentment because I think you're forcing me to be something I'm not. Pretty powerful. Well, I have to stop and take a little news break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program.
You're USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. California is on track to see a record wildfire season. CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lynn Tomalchoff says the state's experienced more than 2,400 wildfires from January 1st to June 20th, up from last year.
From January 1st to June 20th last year, we only had about 2,000 fires. So a little bit of an increase there, definitely, and as we continue on through the summer, it'll probably get worse.
State Senator and Pastor Clemente Pinckney will lie in state at the rotunda of the South Carolina Capitol today. The 41-year-old Pinckney was conducting a Bible study session at the historic Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston when he and eight other African Americans were shot to death last Wednesday night. A 21-year-old self-described white supremacist is charged with 9 counts of murder in the crime. Hillary Clinton says the Confederate battle flag doesn't belong on government grounds in South Carolina or anywhere else. Speaking yesterday near Ferguson, Missouri, the Democratic presidential frontrunner called the murders last week an act of racist terrorism. This is USA Headline News.
With liquid laundry packets gaining in popularity, there is an emerging health risk in the home that is important for parents to hear. Laundry packets have prompted more than 33,000 calls to poison control centers since they were introduced to the market in 2012. Children most likely to get into laundry packets are 1 and 2-year-olds. President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
Liquid laundry packets are a convenient, concentrated, single packet of detergent designed to dissolve in water. We want to remind parents of the importance of keeping them out of the reach and hands of little ones who tend to discover the world by putting everything into their mouths.
Safe Kids is teaming up with Tyne and Gain to remind parents to store laundry packets up and away from kids, to keep the packets in their original container and keep the container closed. And if a child gets into them, call the poison help number immediately, 1-800-222-1222. For more information, visit SafeKids.org. I'm Alex Ferdy reporting.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show. And I am talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness, it is something that, in terms of religions, I'm going to say a lot of what we hear about Christianity has to do with forgiveness. And even with Judaism, there's a lot where there is forgiveness involved. And I think a huge part of that is letting go of the resentment is healthy. I know a lot of people have a strong tendency to come down hard on Christianity because Christianity does have some dogmatic rules, and any religion does. That's part of the choice of following that religion. The other thing, though, is you don't necessarily have to take on all of them. It's one of the things that I say I like about the program of AA is they have a slogan that says, take what you like and leave the rest. Not everybody who goes to AA believes in God, and that is okay. AA has the power of the group. In other words, if I've got a room of 10 people who have got 250 years worth of sobriety experience collectively behind their belts, and I've got 3 days sober, 3 days clean, you know, they have more power and knowledge on how to be sober than I do. So they're my higher power. And that it works that way sometimes, and that's okay. So I can fit the program to work for me and help me stay sober. But forgiveness, it really is something that needs to be sincere. We ask someone who has hurt us. We expect them, you know, if they've hurt us, we ask them. We tell them we're angry, we're hurt. When we may forgive the person that has hurt us or has harmed us. It's part of the Lord's Prayer. to forgive. We think that some things are unforgivable. In Judaism, murder is unforgivable. In many, as a matter of fact, in many religions, murder is unforgivable. And yet, here we have a situation where the murderer has been forgiven. What a huge, huge leap that is. They have been wounded to death. And the perpetrator is being forgiven. The forget doesn't mean that I lose my memory. I mean, I'm not going to lose my brain. We're not going to forget this situation happened. And we may even say, you know what, we have to set up some really special situations to add some protection. We might want to be cautious. That church may say, we have to do some things here. We've had a lot of stuff go down in this particular church, and we need to be a little extra cautious. But that doesn't mean that we forget. The forgive is I let go of the resentment. The forget, it's like, you know, we say, forgive the debt. And you're like, oh, you know what, you borrowed $20. Don't worry about it. The debt's forgiven. Do I know that you owed me, that you borrowed all that? Yeah, but I'm not holding you accountable to pay me back anymore. You don't have to pay me back. That's the forget it. Forget it. Oh, forget it. You, the offender, you forget it. Not that you forget what you did, but you can forget and let go of the guilt, let go of the shame. Forgiveness opens up that possibility. Not only am I letting go of my anger, you are letting go of your shame. It's very powerful, very healing. That doesn't mean that I'm going to invite you in necessarily into my life, especially if you don't have the ability to let go. So that sometimes there are people with psychological issues that just, they can't see it. An antisocial personality disorder. They can't see it. A narcissist can't see it. Because it's part of their personality. And I very simply explain, it's like someone who's colorblind. They can't see that particular color. No matter how much you tell them, this is blue or red or whatever the color is. I don't see it. I see gray. And you tell me it's blue, okay, it's blue. I'll take your word on it. And then the next time I see that shade of gray, I'll think it's probably blue. Well, I mean, after a while, I'll call it blue. But in my brain, it'll always look gray. And so a personality disorder is similar to that. And so sometimes we have to make that decision to say, maybe that person can't be in my life anymore. I make a choice to step away, create a boundary. Limit that person from my life. Detach that person from my life. Not detaching with hate, but detaching with love, wishing them the best. This young man, he has consequences to face. You know, here we have the Boston bomber. He's got consequences to face for his behavior. That doesn't mean that we have to hold a resentment against him. It's more like it's really sad. This young life, he's a victim of his own thinking. It's very sad. The young man down in South Carolina, he's a victim of his own disturbed thinking. However, forgiveness can offer so much. So much for the people wounded and so much for the person who did the wounding. So it's a very, very powerful, powerful tool. So how do we actually forgive? I've got this phone here in the studio that's, I don't know what it's hooked up to. And it rings occasionally. I don't know if it's ringing for me, so I apologize for those of you who are hearing a phone in the back, and if I'm supposed to answer it, I'm not. Anyway, please forgive me. Isn't that? There we go. So anyway, there are some steps to forgiveness. There's an excellent book you might want to, if you are struggling with forgiveness. It's called Forgive for Good by Dr. Fred Luskin, Luskin. I have the book. I give it to my clients to read when they're struggling with anger and resentment. And you can even, he has a website, learningtoforgive.com. And there are steps. And it's interesting. I noticed that the recovering from resentment or having forgiveness is much like the grieving process. It's interesting in that way. So you need to know exactly how you feel about what happened. Know exactly how you feel and talk about it, articulate it, write about it, tell a trusted friend, tell someone, tell a therapist. I'm really angry at, I'm so resentful that, ... And here's the thing, you know, forgiveness is not for the person who's harmed you. Forgiveness is for yourself. I'm not carrying that block, that cinder block that I mentioned earlier. I'm not carrying it anymore. I've let it go. I've put it down. I freed myself up to allow other people come into my life. To trust, to love. It's for self. And so when you make a commitment to yourself to forgive, you actually feel better. You feel better, not the person who's done the wrongful deed. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to reconcile with the person that hurt you. It's really that you're looking to find a sense of inner peace for yourself. Let it go. I've put that cinder block down. The bag of bricks that I'm carrying. I've put it down. What a sense of relief. What a sense of peace that provides. When I've got those thoughts running through my head, running over, over, running, 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 like a little, one of those little gerbils on a wheel. I may have to literally tell myself to stop and practice mindfulness. I don't know, should I answer that? Oh, okay, dilemma. If you are calling, if you are a caller and I am not answering, I apologize. Because I'm this is a phone I don't recognize here, and I will tell you I have some of my own personal issues with the current phone that's hooked up to all the equipment in front of me. So anyway, that's another aside. Sorry about that. Please, sorry. It's amazing. You know, the show's giving us the opportunity. You could say, oh, I'm not going to ever watch that show again. I'm a caller trying to call in and she's not answering the phone. Well, Yeah, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But with that being said, I actually need to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I am talking about forgiveness based on the situation that happened in South Carolina and the fact that that church and the people who have suffered ultimate loss have been working on forgiveness. So some ways to forgive, or some of the processes, like I said, you need to know exactly about what happens, and you need to be able to talk about it. Tell someone what you're angry about, what you're frustrated with, about your resentments. A good friend or therapist or minister, you know, clergy. Make a commitment to yourself to do this, to say, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to let go of my resentments, because forgiveness is not for the person you're forgiving. It's for you. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to reconcile with the person that's hurt you. It really is defined as peace and understanding that comes from stop from not blaming anymore the people that have hurt you. It's about taking some personal responsibility for the experiences that you have in your life. It's about grief, as I said. You know, it's a grievance. So I may need to talk about my grievance and see what I can learn from it. I may need to get a different perspective. I know for myself, in my lifetime, I have had many, many, many areas where I have been hurt, felt abused, felt attacked, had loss because of someone else, major disappointments, family dysfunction, illnesses, accidents, name calling, you name it, okay? All right, so here's the reality, people. Therapists have life. We have lives, and we have things that happen. Divorces, sick children, alcoholic parents, disgruntled employees, acts of nature. I have a choice. I can blame. Well, the reason I am doing this is because my father didn't love me enough, because my mother wasn't there for me, because the teacher gave me misinformation, because the kids talked to me funny, called me names, bullied me. Because I'm different in whatever way it is. Ethnically, culturally, racially, religiously. And I take offense and I hold on to that offense and I nurture it and I nurture it and I build the resentment and my grievances go up and I am angry. And I don't let people come close to me, and I can riot. Or I can let it go and work on forgiveness and say, what am I learning from this experience? The difficult and challenging experience, this is something I've learned in my own life. The difficult and challenging experiences of my life, I don't necessarily understand them while I'm in the process of going through them. And yet I say to myself, this is a learning experience. I will let go of the anger. Maybe not right now, but I know I will let go of the anger. I'm going to move on and I'm going to learn from it. And I will be a better person as a consequence. And we say, really? But you know what? That guy, that drunk driver, I've lost my leg. How does that make me a better person? Well, I can continue to feel sorry for myself, or I can advocate. I can help other people who have lost a leg. I could advocate against drunk driving. I can do positive things with my pain. And that's also healing. And that's also a process of forgiveness. It's about getting the perspective on what happened. It's about recognizing that the primary reason you're angry is because you have hurt feelings, because your thoughts, your cognition is filled with the shoulds and the oughts, and I can't stand it, and it's terrible. And because you're upset and suffering. So forgiveness helps us move on from that. It really is, in some ways, a stress management technique. Letting go. Giving up the expectations of other people. Thinking that life should be easy. Life is not easy. Like I said, it's not fair. It's not easy. There are no guarantees. I talked about this last week. I may need to set up some boundaries. I may need to detach completely with love and move forward and not allow those things to keep me down and bring me down. It's the difference between hoping and expecting. Hope, you know, springs eternal. Hope. I could hope for anything, forever. There's always a possibility. But see, that's the key. With hope, it's about a possibility. With expectation, it's about a probability. I expect that at some point this evening, the sun's going to go down. I expect I'm going to see my husband tonight. We've talked about going for a walk, and I expect that that's going to happen. I hope I win the lottery. I don't expect it. I haven't played it. So the thing is that even if I were to play the lottery, I can't expect that I'm going to win. The odds are just too far out there. I can hope for it. It's important to look at putting your energy into other ways to be positive. Instead of nursing your hurt, dwelling on it, nurturing it, letting it grow, thinking on it, practice mindfulness. See how you can be helpful. Look at how you can give back. Notice where you have learned. Put the anger down and open your arms to other people who are in need. We all can hold resentments, nurture them, let them grow. You know, I think of this young man down there. Somewhere along the line, he developed a resentment, an ugly resentment that he nurtured and festered into prejudice, into hatred. To the full extreme. His hatred and resentment caused him to murder 9 people. That's how evil it can be. So that forgiveness is the opposite. Hating our fellow man never, ever, ever did any good. Now, I might say I may need to put up a boundary. I may need to have a fence. I may need to detach. But that's not hating. That's stepping away from. It's doing something positive. So it's important to look at your own lives. What are you angry about? Not short-term anger. Long-term anger. Anger that you had from when you were a child. Anger from your last relationship. Anger from a past job. Anger because you believe something in society needs to change. And you're angry about it. Well, we can use that towards something positive, or we can let go of some of those hurts from the past. Let it go. Forgiveness is for yourself. Add a little humor. Lighten up. Laugh at it. In the present moment, where mindfulness takes place, is it really that bad right now in this moment? Chances are, the majority of us are in a safe place right now. The majority of us. I'm not going to say everyone because that's not realistic. So anyway, I hope this was useful, and I'm sure I'll talk about forgiveness again. That's a good topic, and it's something that we all need to be reminded of. And I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for Counselors Chat. You can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. Altarol, R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And tell me about the show, a topic that you might like, if you'd like to make an appointment for some counseling. I don't keep a waiting list. So anyway, I hope this was useful, and let's remove the stigma.